We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A single vote has killed a major housing project in San Bruno. And for more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Matier. Phil, this has got to be frustrating for everyone, for the city, for the developer. I mean, the developer followed all the plans that the city wanted, and yet lost in the last minute.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Last minute, I happened to be at 3 o'clock in the morning as well, after a rather long and contentious debate. You know, we're talking here about a housing development that is to about 1,600 new homes. It's got everything that everybody always talks about wanting. It's going to be in San Bruno. It was going to be right across from where YouTube's doing a huge expansion. So the idea is to have workers and workplace kind of close together. It has all the buzzwords. It had support of 68% of the residents of San Bruno. But when it came time to a vote, a number of things that are typically Bay Area happened. The first off was that a couple of the city council members found themselves unable to vote because there's been a change in the state rules that says that it used to be if you lived within 500 feet of a project that the idea would be that, Susan, you have a vested interest, so you shouldn't vote one way or the other. That number has been changed to 1,000 feet, which is roughly the equivalent of 3 football fields. And in a small town like San Bruno, that can make a difference. So it knocked 2 people out. So they needed to get the votes to pass it, and they came up one short because one of the council members was nervous about it. And you go, well, how can you be nervous about it? How can you be about it with that much support? Well, the fact was that people were there to say they didn't want it. And in a town like San Bruno, when you're running for re-election, you can win or lose by 100 votes. And while the people that want it might be, you know, vote for you again, the people that don't want it definitely are going to remember it.
This is the Bay Area. The whole story of the microcosm is in San Bruno. The macro story is this is happening everywhere. We all say we want more housing. We're all for it until somebody says, well, we're going to put it at the end of your block.
In this case, you're absolutely right. It's one of those things where it's also, it has the support of everybody, but it also reflects something, like it or not, about the Bay Area, about democracy, is that democracy is rarely moved by the majority. You know, we go and we vote, and the majority votes. It's usually moved by the active minority. It, you know, 70% can say yes, but it's the 30% that say no that show up at the council meetings, show up at the various committee meetings, show up on election day with a memory, and that's what rules a lot of politics, and that's what rules democracy, like it or not. So, Stan, you're right. You have a choice. Like, think of this. If you don't live around there and you were kind of in support of it, and I'm just saying living there, like you weren't going to be driving down the same street, you go, yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. But you're not going to remember that for 9 months or 10 months till the next election. You're going to be busy with other things, all right? The person that didn't like it is never going to forget. So it's one thing for you worry about voters remembering. The other is you worry about those that are never going to forget.
And this, real quickly, Phil, is exactly why some people say local authority should be taken away on this kind of project because it gives cover, actually, to the local politicians.
Right. But also, in the great Bay Area tradition, as they say, it ain't ever over. So I was talking with Mike Gilmetti, who is one of the developers on this, and he said, look, we've done everything. We're still for the project. Code words being, let's see if we can work something out. So it ain't ever over.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.